Hi, this is Pastor Timothy Apple of Faith Lutheran Church in Godfrey, Illinois, host of Sharper Iron here on KFUO. Thanks for being a regular podcast listener of the program. We are starting a new series on Sharper Iron that will take us through the book of Esther. The series is called For Such a Time as This. The book of Esther continues our reading of sections of the Old Testament that tell us what happened to the people of God after their exile into Babylon. Whereas the books of Ezra and Nehemiah detail what happened for God's people who returned to Jerusalem, the book of Esther details what happened for God's people who remained in Susa, a key city in the Persian Empire. Before Ezra or Nehemiah did any work in Jerusalem, young Esther became queen in Susa at an incredibly dangerous moment for the people of God. This account described in the book of Esther is full of exciting and memorable twists and turns, some of them within the personal lives of Mordecai and Esther, some of them from the larger world history during the reign of King Ahasuerus of Persia. Throughout the book, one peculiar feature usually stands out to Christians. God's name is never explicitly mentioned. Is God absent from the book of Esther? Is the story just one big coincidence after another? Not at all. In the context of Holy Scripture, we can clearly see that God is very present throughout the whole book of Esther, working behind the scenes for the sake of his people. What may seem at first glance to be chance or luck or fortune is nothing of the sort. The book of Esther doesn't record pieces falling into place. Rather, this book shows how God puts pieces into place, not only for the sake of saving his people from their enemies in the 5th century BC, but even more so for the sake of preserving his people through whom he would bring into the world the Savior, Jesus Christ. Join us on Sharper Iron to study the book of Esther and see how, for such a time as this, God is at work among his people through Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended for you.